Okay. So I really want to continue a question that that Reb Shmuel asked last Chabura, springboarding off of a concept that we spoke about last week. But it's but I think the next sugya really cuts into the idea that I think resolves what Shmuel raised. Last week we spoke about makas. We opened up the category of makas, and we introduced an idea that actually a diak from the Mishnah that the Mishnah reads that when it comes to all the other categories in the Mishnah, so you have the main categories of dinim mamonis, which is the shlosha and all the subsets of that. Then you have the final category, which is dinim nefashos. And that's the most severe category. And then you have what you expect the Mishnah to say, the middle category, which is Malkus, somewhere between Mammon and Misa. And you would expect the Mishnah to say, Dinei Malkus b'esrim u'shlosher, or Dinei Malkus b'shlosher, which happens to be a Machlokes Tanoim, which we're about to discuss in the Gemara. But that's not what the Mishnah says. And one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav pointed this out, this Diak to the Brisker Rav, which the Brisker Rav was very fond of. And he said, it's fascinating that the Mishnah says, Makos b'shlosha, or Makos b'esrim u'shlosher, Machlokes Tanakama versus Rabbi Yishmael. So he explained it based on, which the Brisker Rav was very fond of, based on an idea that Reb Chaim explained, that we introduced last week, that when it comes to the Malkus, it's not just a din Torah on something which might lead up to a penalty and to a punishment called lashes, but rather, when it comes to Malkus, for some reason, the actual lashes have to be justified and in front of the Bezdin. We quoted the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, the Pilu HaShoifet, and the Shoifet, yeah, Malkus has to be Lefanov. It has to be Lefanov, Lefnei Hadayonim. And Reb Chaim was Mechadesh, that if the Malkus actually take place by a Shliach of Bezdin, by a representative, by someone else, then that doesn't have a shame Malkus. It's a punch. It's a whip. It's like a person taking a belt and just lashing you, but that doesn't have a halachic shame malchus. It needs to be through the Bezdin, not sufficient to just judge it, but rather in front of the Bezdin, the actual lashes process. So therefore, the Mishnah was all-encompassing, not only to say, to mislead you, that the Dine Malkus have to be in front of Dayanim, but the Makos themselves have to be in front of the Dayanim, something that Reb Chaim was Mechadish, the Minchas Chinuch was Mechadish, and the Lecha Mishnah already brought proof to this in the Rambam himself, that the actual Malkus have to be in front of the Dayanim. Reb Chaim had an unbelievable hesver that he said that this might explain a very obscure Rambam when it comes to Hilchos Hazama. The Rambam says, when it comes to Hilchos Hazama, we know that there's a concept that Kasher Zomam Veloy Kasher Otta. It has to be before the Bezdin actually carried out the punishment that they were tricked into carrying out. But once the Bezdin went too far, once Bezdin already carried out the Onesh, Then the Gemara says that that's already too far and you can't go back on that punishment. So the Rambam says that that halacha of kasher zomam, the lo kasher asa, for some reason does not apply to Malkus. It doesn't apply to Malkus. You don't have it by Malkus. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam and the Ravid says, why? This is halacha in Hilchos Hazama. When it comes to Hazama, if it took it too far, we suggested last week one of the explanations of the Kesef Mishnah, a fascinating Hashkafa, that if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted that his Hashkafa should be, that this punishment, this person should be killed, so it must be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam feared the Velt, that should be carried out, that that's the way it should happen, even though practically right here it didn't make sense. But everything that happens is Hashkafa Pratis, and there was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah says, don't touch it. Don't deal with these Edim, it's too far. But if we were able to catch it in the nick of time, so then obviously we will punish the Edim, Kasher Zomam, like we spoke about for a while. So says the Ravid, where does the Rambam get this idea that it doesn't apply to Malkus? If it applies to Misa, Avad, it should apply to Malkus. It's Tachal Kol Shekein, says the Ravid. So says Reb Chaim, it's a very practical reason. We just learned that Malkus is not only Dine Malkus,
but makos is the actual makos themselves. And says Reb Chaim, to be a kasher zomim, the loy kasher asa, it has to be a halachic kasher asa. It has to be a bezdin's kasher asa. And if it wasn't a bezdin's kasher asa, because it turned out that this whole bezdin was false, so it happened to be that there was in front of three but guys with long coats, not the first time we saw religious figures that slipped up, you know, instead of being lashes, they were beating up a guy. And it doesn't have a halachi shem malchus, so it's not kasher zom lakash lokai. It's never kasher also when it comes to malchus, by definition. Because if the makos were not justified, then it wasn't makos. Because the makos have to be in front of the bezin, and that justifies it. So Reb Chaim, Josh asked me this the following day, after the chabura, he asked me, by the way, Mazel Tov, just bought a house, Josh Schwartz, he asked me, so does the Ravid not agree with Reb Chaim's rationale? So if you look deeper in the Reb Chaim says he thinks that the Ravid also agrees to his rationale, but that the Ravid is just arguing within the nature of Hazama. He says, just like by every Hazama, we treat it as if that would have been the halacha, so that's what we would have given him, so we're giving it to you. So even though technically this doesn't have a Shem Malkus, if this Eidus would have been correct, the Eidus would have created this Shem Malkus, so that's sufficient in Hilchos Hazama to actually be considered a halachic kasher also. Says Reb Chaim, the Ravid says you just play make-believe. You play make-believe that if this Eidus was correct, the appropriate action would have been that Eidim should give Malkus. So now that's enough of a kasher zomam, the kasher also, the loy kasher also over here, that's a halachic Malkus, that you should limit this. But says Reb Chaim, even the Ravid agreed that you need a bezdin, not only for the din of Malkus, but for even the carrying out of the Malkus. For instance, if it came to Misa's bezdin, we talked about this, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman talks about this in the Sefer Kovetz Haaretz. What happens if a guy, I don't want to get involved in the skila, it's too bloody, I'm going to have a goy take care of that. So Rabbi Chalanon already, there's a Chuvas HaRashba that discusses this issue. Maybe you can get a goy to actually carry out. Bezdin should judge, Bezdin should be there, but then they can go home. They can have, what we said last week, they can have lunch. By Malkus, that's not a possibility. By Malkus, they have to be the ones there, and like the Gemara goes on to say, one guy's gonna be over here, two guys gotta be in back, they gotta be saying passages the whole time. There's a process of vinilka lefonov that it has to be in front of the actual shofet. For Shmuel asks, it's a beautiful Reb Chaim. It's a beautiful idea. The diukim are all there, but the fundamental kasha is why? Why should Malkus be any different? What should be the difference? We have to try to give some sort of explanation to this idea. So I'd like to suggest the following idea from something that I heard many years ago from one of my rebbeim. He wrote Svarim al HaTorah, actually Chavetzelis HaSharon. I helped him with the Sefer on Vayikra. Rav Mordechai Kalbach, he had a very fascinating idea, and it goes as follows. The Gemara says as follows. Mishum Rabbi Yishmal Amru Be'esrim Ushlosha. So let's go to the next Gemara to try to explain this idea, and with that we'll start already, the next sugya, we'll start rolling. Comes on Rabbi Yishmal and says, Malkus, it's not sufficient with three Dayanim. Malkus needs 23 Dayanim. Why? My time of the Rabbi Yishmal. Why does Rabbi Yishmal need 23 Dayanim? My time of the Rabbi Yishmal. Amar Abaye. Abaye says the drasha. Atya Rasha Rasha Mechayve Mises. He has a Zereshova. Just like it says Rasha by Chayve Mises, so too it says Rasha Vahayim Ben Akosa Rasha, the pasuk we've been talking about. So therefore says Abaye. So we know that you need the same amount of Dayanim to carry out the punishment. Ksiv hacha v'ayim ben akosa rasha. Uksiv hasam asher hu rasha lamus. Malahalin be'esru mishlosha. Afkan be'esru mishlosha. Just like by Mises where it says rasha, it's by 23 dayanim. So too it's a drasha. By Malkus, 23 dayanim. Very good. Says Rava, what drasha, who drasha, why drasha? I don't need a drasha. Now, it's a very interesting question. Does Rava might have to subscribe, may very well be that Rava has to subscribe to the drasha for other reasons. Why? Because we learn a lot of the halachos
about the adjudication process from Dini Nefashos carry over to Dini Malkos that is learned out from Russia that we'll see in the fourth parak. There are Gemaras that do apply this Din of Russia. But Rava said, for this thing, for this idea of how many Dayanim, I didn't need this Drasha. Even if, I'm suggesting right now, even if Rava in general might subscribe to the Drasha. Says Rava, it's a Svara. How do I know that Rabbi Shmuel needs 23 Dayanim? Says Rava, Amar Malkus b'makom Misa Omedes. Malkus is replacing Misa. If Malkus is replacing Misa, so therefore, I know automatically that if Misa has 23 Dayanim, so then what else needs needs 23 Dayanim? Obviously Malkus, because Malkus is the replacement for Misa. What in the world did that statement just mean? Malkus is a replacement for Misa. It's a nice title for a shir. I don't remember how we called it. Whatever. What was the Malkus, the something of Misa? But and Rava, it's a good title. But what does that mean? In Lumdus, what does that mean? Yeah, what do you want to say?
It means you really chayav Misa. Or you could be chayav Misa, but we're letting you go another chance of life. Or you could or you should have been chayav Misa for what you did.
So, Abe's saying something very bold. And if you would have just said that, Stamazoi walking on the street, and he would have just said a svara like that, I wouldn't have accepted it. But I have to be a little respectful over here, because what Abe said sounds like what Rashi's saying. So I'm not going to pick on you, I'm going to pick on Rashi. But that's what Rashi's saying. So it's Rashi, Amayr de Gechidish, unbelievable. Malkus Makomisa Omedes, the third wine line in the Rashi. So it's Rashi. The cave on the over al Azharas Boro. Since this individual went against an Isser of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Roy Hulamos, he now, this Rashi is frightening. Roy Hulamos, the second you disagree with the Avishter, you should be put to death. Umi Sazu, Knatalov, Akosov, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Torah fine, gave him this penalty and this fine. And this punishment is like one of the death penalties. Just like skila is independent, sreifa bifnei atzma, burning is independent, one of the punishments for, to put it to death, the hereg and sayif, getting your head chopped off. Nami malkis ka'achas min amisus. So Malkus is really like one of those Misas, but you know what? Fundamentally, says Rashi, and Dav Yudam and Aleph, something to think about next Elo when we're doing Tshuva, anytime you violate an Isser in the Torah, fundamentally you should be died. Zokter Bishmal on Dav Yudam and Aleph and Zanetri.
Can it be also that Malkus can be deadly?
Oh, excellent. Very, very, very much so. We're not up to there. It's going to be another Pshar in the Rishon. Excellent. Good. So that's Rashi's chat. So Rashi has to say something very heavy, which I would have never suggested. Again, my whole upbringing of halacha is that akala kal tzila. A person needs to violate his Torah on purpose in a matzav apiguach nefesh. So we have differences of gradations of how much you're going against HaKadosh Baruch. You have the lavin. First you have the essays, then the lavim, then the misas, and that's dalit chiluke kapara, that's tshuva process. Rashi says, yeah, that's practical, but fundamentally, when you're actually thinking about the Yisurim, says Rabbi Yishmael, you actually deserve to be put to death, but there's a halacha, a chiddush ha-Torah, that we give you malchus, and we give you a chance to actually live. Unbelievable chiddush. Oh, so we're not even up to that. So what Dr. Bacon's saying is that the Gemara goes on. I stopped the Gemara short because I couldn't understand the line of Malkus Makom Misa Omedes. Says the Gemara in that line, the last two words on the line is Amar Rav Acha. How many lines up is that, Abe? Six lines up. Okay, wasn't such a bad one. I could handle it. Amar Rav Acha, Berei Derava, L'Rav Ashi, Ihochi, Again, Sid, this is what you were talking about at the end of last Chabura. We're going to get to your Kasha. I thought about your Kasha. Excellent Kasha, where you ended off last week. The Gemara asked the Kasha, if so, that what? If so what? If Malkus is B'mokom Misa Omedes, so then why do you need an Umdana The Gemara Makkos tells us that the Beis Din had to size up the koyach of the individual, the ability to withstand, how many lashes he had the ability to withstand. So the Gemara says, why was that? Pashtus is why, because we don't want to kill this guy. Frek the Gemara, kashe, if fundamentally Malkus is b'mokom miso medes, what do you need an umdenah for? Adarabah v'adarabah. You're fulfilling Kavanah Satayra if he actually dies. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So what Dr. Bacon's saying is that, excellent! Rashi's pshat fits smoothly in the Gemara, as opposed to what we'll see in a second, is not going to fit so smooth in the Gemara.
Which one of the Misos
That's what the Gemara is getting to. But the Gemara thought right now to take it literally, that this is the way you carry out that Misa, and if he dies, he dies. Because it's mamish tachas. You're saying a chiddush, that it's not so tachas. It's not so tachas Misa. It's... What is it?
I don't know, but the Gemara's assumption is also that it's not so tachas.
Why?
Because otherwise it would just do Misa.
No, the Gemara tells you, the Torah is v'chadish to you that Malkus. So the Gemara is asking now, so even a Malkus that could kill. So whip him to death. We already have a concept like that. Many Rishonim say when you're giving Kfiyah, actually I think that was the first Chabura that we gave it, right? A mitzvah essay that we have to try to get a person, many of the Rishonim say, if he dies, he dies. And there you don't have umdenos. There you don't have this. If it's a deterrent for the future, it's an unbelievable chiddush. But the Gemara in Ksubas Peivav, give him Malkus. So now the Gemara is taking that same approach when it comes to lashes. Let him die. What's the problem? Okay, so the Gemara is Mechadish. The Gemara is going to have Psukim in a second to be Megala to me. That no, there's a breaking point. We can't let him die. But fundamentally, before I had that Pasuk, maybe I would let him die. Okay, look at the next shot in the Rishon. Malkus tachat misa omedes. Yesh mefarshim, look at the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos in the daf. Yesh mefarshim, Rabbi Tzai, I just pointed out that what Abe and Rashi said is earth-shattering. I don't even know how to give a term to this, if that's earth-shattering. This is mind-boggling upon mind-boggling. Listen to what the Tosfos says. Yesh mefarshim, what's pshat Malkus mokom miso medes that all the Rishonim are struggling with? You take a Malkus that you never thought had any shaychus to miso? Mishum zibnei noyach, Azaroson zui misos. Since by Bnei Noyach, we have a Gemara later on in the seventh parak that tells us, Azaroson zui misoson, that if a Ben Noyach, a Gentile, when Klal Yisrael is in control, doesn't follow one of the Sheva Mitzvei Noach, one of the Noachite laws, so then what? Chayv Misa. He's done. The Torah says it's usher, that's it. It doesn't have to repeat it. It doesn't have to give an onesh. He gives him azaros and zuim misos. The Torah said it's usher, he's killed, no matter what it is. So therefore what? V'nitnis li'Yisrael malchus al azaroso. And that same isher that doesn't have an onesh. When the Torah says something's usher for Yisrael, what? It will get malchus. Again, what's the default of the Torah? Let's remember. The Torah never says Malkus. It's a little bit of a strange thing. The whole concept of Malkus, that's like a Arboim Yaket. It's so not to, even what we're talking about, V'hoyim ben Akos HaRosh, it's alluded to, and that's the source of Malkus. It never says the Therish, even the number, right? The whole story with Malkus is a very strange story. But, you know what? Malkus gets all the publicity in the world. Even though it's actually not stated the Therish by any of the Issers. Why? Because Malkus is the default of the Torah. Anytime you violate a lav, right, as long as it's following the rules of lavim, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, even though the Torah doesn't say Malkus, 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 which is necessary by what? By every one of the chivei misas of Klal Yisrael, it's not enough for the Torah to say you can't sleep with your mother. The Torah has to say it again that you're going to get a misa. The Torah has to repeat it. As the Rosan Lowi Misoson, when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Bnei Noach, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, this is one of the seven Noachite laws. I don't need any onshin. I don't need any explicit. That's already. It's Asur, he gets killed, put to death. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, when you just have Azhara, when you have a lav, when the Torah tells you don't eat nevela, never told me what the punishment is. So I know by definition, I get malchus. The default is malchus. When it comes to misa, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, I have the warning. I wouldn't have known from the warning, from the Isser, what to do with that. Comes along the Torah and repeats the Isser to teach me, or gives me a giloy, what the onish is for every Isser, for every misa. So comes along this chance, says, So Tosfos says, what in the world could the Gemara mean by Malkus Tachas Misa Imedes? So clearly Tosfos didn't want to say like Abe, and didn't want to say like Rashi, that what, you're calling Malkus a Misa? Like, come on, Malkus, when did we ever call Malkus a Misa? So therefore Tosfos couldn't have understood it literally. So Tosfos what? He went to the other side of the world to explain this Gemara. He says, since you have a lav, which is Azhara, that sometimes is Misa by Bnei Noach, so too, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when they get Malkus, it's got to follow Dinin of Fashos oriented things, and therefore you need 23 Dayanim. What? And by Bnei Noach do I need 23 Dayanim? And what in the world, since when do we compare Yidin and the Jewish halachas to Bnei Noach? This is a good chat in the Gemara? What in the world is Tosfos talking about? So Rabbi Sait, I think this line of Tosfos might be the thread that can answer all of our kashas. You look at the sheet that Adi copied. There's a fundamental issue that the Rambam has in the Shoresh, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Arba Asar, with the Sefer of the Bahag. Says the Rambam. You know what? I'm going to save some time. I'm going to just read the Ramban. Because he sums up the Rambam and the Bahag, and then he defends the Bahag. You have any extras, Adi? Ha'ikar ha'arbosar. Pasuk ha'rav sh'royu limnois oinshe ha'mitzvus mitzvus esei lefish nitztavinu anachnu b'kiyumom. I'm in the first column of the Ramban, under the Kuf Tzadi Dal. Comes along the Rambam and says, I want you to count, what he's explaining and what he counts in the mitzvahs, right, which the Rishonim gave a lot of ink to explain what they counted and what they didn't count. They spilled a lot of ink on this. And he said, I want you to count the different death penalties. Meaning, I want you to count the skila penalty, the Sreifa penalty, the Herig penalty, and the Chenek penalty. The Minya Mitzvahs essay, Arba Mitzvahs, Va'ishim Zulasa Shemana, Kol Dover Miyuchar Bifnei Atzmo, Ad Shetiyah, Skilas HaMechal Shabbos Mitzvahs essay, Achas, V'Skilas Bal'o V'Yedoni Mitzvahs essay, Shenis. So then the Rambam is coming to attack those individuals, namely the Baal Halachos Gedolos, that didn't go in line with the Rambam, and did what? They said, no, Skila, for Chilul Shabbos is counted as a mitzvah essay. Skila for the Isra Avodah Zarah of speaking to a Baal O V'Yedoni is another mitzvah. So the Rambam says that's wrong. That is all encompassed in the category of Skila. He says that can't be correct. The Bahag did this without focusing. She'ilu adover kain, because if that's correct, says the Rambam, Hayakol Malkus u Malkus mitzvah v'fneyatzma. So then if that's the case, you should have 4,000 mitzvahs in the Torah. Why? Because every single malchus should also be counted independently. V'tiyatzlenu mitzvahs etzei, k'minyan alavim sh'leikin alem, v'tichbal oz, and you're going to double oz mitzvahs etzei, v'toysev al arba meis v'echrich, you're going to have over 400 positive commandments, because there's a positive command, there's an issur to do it, there's a positive commandment to give malchus on it, there's an issur to eat nevela, positive command, bas v'chol, positive commandment to give malchus. So the Rambam, you don't do that by malchus, so why are you doing it, Bahag? By skila, by every skila, by every strefa, by every herik, by every chenik. Listen to the Rambam. Va'ani oimer. Now the Ramban starts talking. Shem nitvois haderech hazeh b'minyan ha-mitzvahs lios ha-mnius t'chlal shin samechei loizatei v'kiyem ha-oynish bo'ivrim b'minyan ramach mitzvahs esei kein ro'i l'mnosam. I want to defend such an idea. Shiu kol onshe mitzvahs bezdin nimnin echad le'echad k'minyan ha-ishim she'ein mechuyoven ha-oynshin l'fi sh'anachnu nitztaveinu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo liskol mechalol Shabbos. When it comes to the Misas Bezdin, you should count all of those things, like the Bahag said, and there's a mitzvah to be Ma'anish with Skila, the Onish Bezdin. And the Avodah Zarah with Balo Viadoni, another mitzvah Skila. Then it's Tavenu mitzvah Asheres, Liskol Ha'ovid Avodah Zarah. Ve'en Avera Zu Kamu Zu, and Ve'en, and underline that. Ve'en Avera Zu Kamu Zu. And since each of one of those averas are independent, therefore the skila of each makes them each independent to be counted independently. The Rebbeinu Shalom never said, oh, you should make sure to be sokel and stone all those that are obligated in skila. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, Michal Shabbos, skila. Balo Vidoni, Avodah Zarah, skila. Separate mitzvah. El b'chol achas maimer b'fnei atzma, a separate amira, it's a commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'parsha b'fnei atzma mitam b'fnei atzma. V'chim b'nei sh'shtei mitzvos ha'ilu nasas v'regim asa evin yimnu achas, just because you're doing the exact same protocol and you're throwing a stone in each one of those cases, so that's going to be a reason to include them all into one minyan like the Rambam saying, says the Rambam, that's wrong. Fine, says the Ramban. So then, anytime you're doing the same activity, you should count it as one. So why are we making separate minyan mitzvahs to keep Shabbos, to keep Yontif, to keep Yom Kippur? Those are separate mitzvahs according to the Ramban. Apparently, it doesn't matter that you're involved in the same activity. But what are you going to do with the kasha from Malkus, Rabbi Ramban? The Rambam says you got to tip the scales if you're going to add every single Malkus. Aval Malkus ein dimyono le'ela dimyon yofe lefi sheloi nitztavenu ala Malkus b'chol avera b'fnei atzma aval tzivinu yisparach mitzvah klolis achar halav in kulam shenilke al kol halav dom l'alav dechasima kumo she'amar b'feirish ha'makub. Ramban just said something that I think is fundamental for our understanding of the Torah. Says the Ramban, it's not just happenstance, what I just said, that it happens to be that the default is always Malkus. That whenever the Torah tells you, don't do this, so the Torah doesn't have to even instruct you to get Malkus, you know that it's Malkus. Says the Ramban, that's indicative of something fundamental being different when it comes to Malkus, when it comes to lashes, above and beyond the Oinche Bezdin of Misa. What does that mean? The Ramban is understanding that there's a general concept when it comes to Lavin, when it comes to Loisase, not necessarily inherent in the Avera itself, but rather the Avera represents being Myrid of the Ratzon Shalolah. The Ratzon of the Ratzon Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants certain things. He wants you to follow his order. And therefore he has a list of halachos, a list of lavin. And what does a person get when he doesn't follow all those halachos? I can give you one unified and one onish for all those restrictions. It's Malkus. Because in general, what did you violate? It's not the Basar V'Cholov that we have to address. It's not the chetz of the Avera itself that created a pgam in the world. No. It's l'maisa, you went against the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you an hazhara, and you went against that. So just like the melech has to deal with those people that are moirid against him, so too the Rebbeinu Shalom has to deal with you. And how does he do with that? He has one over-encompassing rule, one punishment for all the moirid b'malchuses. What's that? Malkus. A punishment klali, as the Ramban just told you. Masha'en king, the Ramban's defending when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, the reason why you get skila is not necessarily just because you went against something the Rabbeinu Shel Olam commanded you, but rather, there's actually some sort of physical reality and a pagam, if I would say, in your nefesh, that needs to be mitukah. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes this a few times in his Sfarim, that technically if we would kill you for every single einish, we could really just kill you, and in some times you might have to. If Bezdin is unsuccessful to carry out one of the Dalet Misos that they're instructed to do in that case, so the halacha is, just kill it b'chol misa sh'ata yachol l'hamis. U'biyarta rami kirbecha. This guy is a threat to society, kill him. So what's the reason I need to now make categories? That there's skila, that there's sreifa, that there's herig, that there's chenek. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, and he has rishonim to prove this, that's in order to be metakin, to fix the blemish. There's actually a physical reality. There's something that's actually coming out of that maisa avera that's above and beyond just a meirid b'malchus that actually needs that tikkun from one of the dalet misas. Comes along the Ramban and defends the Bahag and says, that idea of being oynish, that skila is actually a part of the Chilul Shabbos. When I'm going to count Chilul Shabbos, I'm going to count Skila independently. Even though I'm going to go through the same action when it comes to Baal HaVidoni. Because it's that reality of Arba Mises Bezdin that now requires that Skila. Because there's something physical that's because of the Chilul Shabbos Shabbo that needs the Skila, that warrants the Skila. It's not just the fact that I violated something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's something that exists by Malkus. But there's actually something deeper when it comes to the Dalet Misos that requires now one of the Dalet Misos, and therefore in the Minyan HaMitzvos, that actual Chesed HaAveira that was created, that now needs to be dealt with by Beis Din, is now going to be an independent mitzvah in every single Misas Beis Din that exists when it comes to the Dalet Misos Beis Din. This is something that the Zecher Yitzchak was mechadish. I want to just, before I wrap things up, Zecher Yitzchak had a fascinating chiddush. There is a running machlokes between Abaye and Rava in the beginning of Tmura, a fascinating machlokes. We're not going to have time to get into it, but it's a fundamental machlokes kedai to see on your own if you have time. The Gemara in Tmura, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, that has a fascinating machlokes that really, really affects every single sugya in Shas. The Gemara discusses the following, and this is why it's in Tmura. Tmura is a fascinating halacha. Tmura is, I take a behema of Hektish, and now I say I want to switch the behema from this to that. Right? So that's fascinating. Because the Torah says, lo yamirenu. The Torah says, lo yamirenu v'lo yachlifenu, you don't have the ability, you should not do that. That is an isser. But what does the Torah also say? The Torah says, what I did actually takes effect. The Torah says, when I try to do tmura, hu utmuroso yiyah kodesh. Basically, what the Torah just says is, don't do that, that's a lo saseh, but what you just did, I ovid, if you do it, mahani. It just worked, right? Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, yeah, that's the reason you get malchus for all Malkus in the Torah. If it wasn't for the fact that you actually created that result and that effect, so then, says Abaye, you wouldn't have gotten Malkus. So therefore, Abaye has this klal in general, and that's the Gemara has to go back and forth with all the exceptions. How does Abaye explain this? How does Rava explain that? And Rava says, no, Abaye, you're fundamentally wrong. Tmura is the exception to the rule, with a good number of other exceptions that the Gemara lists there. But says Rava, fundamentally, the reason why you get lashes and why you get malchus in the Torah is because you were avar amemra dirachmana. And I avid loimahani. Really, Rava says, in general, when you're working past a losaseh, what you did didn't work because the Torah restricted it, with a few exceptions. However, Abaye says, what do you mean? I get Malkus. Of course it worked. Asks Abaye to Rava. Says Rava back to Abaye, no. Even though it was lo mahani and it didn't work and the effect didn't take effect, since I tried to go against the words of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's what I'm getting lashes for. Comes along the Zecher Yitzchak and says, the machlokes in the Gemara in Tmura of Rava and Abaye is only found by Malkus. Says the Zecher Yitzchak, Rav Itzel Aponovitcher, what's the halacha when it comes to Chayve Mises? when it comes to krisus. Says the Zecher Yitzchak, and he has some proofs to this idea. He thinks everyone agrees that to get misa and to get karis, to get one of the other onshin that we're talking about, then even Rava agrees. Iovid mahani. Because if it didn't take effect, if that blemish in the world was not created, if that reality was not instated into the existence of the world, so then you don't need the Chayav Misas Bezdin. The Chayav Misas Bezdin, according to what we're saying, are the result of the effect that was created by the Avera of the Misas Bezdin. It's not sufficient just to go against the Memra Derachmona, like Rava argues by every Malkus. But rather, it's the Mahani Shibo. It's the result. It's the reality. It's the Pgam. It's the blemish that now needs a Tikkun and now needs four categories of Misas Bezdin to actually fix and wash out and do kibus on those pegamim and those blemishes that are existing, that's where Rava is even going to agree, Iovin Mahani. That was the Chiddush of the Zecher Yitzchak. According to what we're suggesting, it makes beautiful sense. Makes a lot of sense. Because the nature of Chive Mises Bezdin is not just about the fact that you violated and went against the word of God. If that would be the case, so then Rava's opinion would continue. You were Avraham Emor Derachmona. Who cares what happened and what the result was? No, Chive Mises is based on what you did. You created a world with now Chil Shabbos in it that now requires a skila, and that's going to be counted as a separate mitzvah because of that reality, and it's not a general going against the approach of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. There's more proofs to this, Rabbi Sayyid, but let's just go back to this Taisus. Give me one second. We ask the question, what does Taisus mean? Malkus b'makom misa, just like a ben noyach is killed for his hazhara, so too the malkus, which is a violation of an hazhara of a lav, is somehow tachas misa. So we ask, this Taisus makes no sense. What's the shaychus between a yid, a Jew, a yisrael, and ben noyach? Rabbi, according to our explanation, I think it makes beautiful sense. We're suggesting that Malkus is now, the Ramban saying, is a general response to all of the merit in the Torah. What does the Ben Noyach get for the Sheva Misbe Noyach? What Misa? The Gemara... You're not responsible. We're not up to it yet. Saif. Excellent. Saif. But what's interesting is that the Gemara knows that it's all Saif. Every single one of the Sheva Mispeinayach. Number one, why Saif? Why specifically Saif? And number two, if they get Misa, so then why don't they have all the different categories that we have? Let's split it up a little bit. All right, we don't have all the numbers that we could split it up, Atlanta, two here, two there, two that, you know, we'll figure out some number that will make it rationale. Why is it that automatically everything is Saif? Says Rav Yosef Engel, makes a lot of sense why all of them are Saif. Because what's Saif? What does the Melech do when a person rebels? Chops off his head. Exactly. Exactly. What does the Melech do, no matter, no ifs, ands, or buts? No separate repetition. You don't get a second chance. You don't get a specific oinish when it comes to Dalin Misas, when it comes to Sheva Mitzvei Noach. You want to know why? Because it's exactly what the Ramban just told us by Malkus. It's exactly the same thing. You need social order. The Sheva Mitzvei Noach are not the same seven mitzvahs that we as Jews have in just counted again. No, the Prima Gadim writes like this, that there are different Sheva Mitzvei Noach. Sheva Mitzvei Noach are seven ways to keep social order. Don't steal, don't kill, don't do this. And if you do that, it's not the pagam in the world, it's not the chefsa da'avira that you created, it's not the Iovin Mahani, it's not a separate mitzvah to count to be punished each one of those, like we have by Dalit Chiluke Kapar and Dalit Mises Bezdin. No! It's just chopping off the head, like every king responds. And you should know there are other responses that we do with his money that are basically off of the idea that it's just Meirid B'Malchus. It's just Meirid B'Malchus. It's all Sheva Mitzvei Noach is. So if that's true, so that's exactly what the Ramban said to us by Malkus. We're going to put it all in one category, all in one package, and we're not going to treat it like Dalad Mises Bezdin. Im Kain, so it comes out like Rava's Lashon. Our Malkus, which is what? A function of not Iyavin Lomahani, Iyavin Ma. It's not because of what you created. Says Rava, it didn't even work what you created, and still you get Malkus. Why? Because you were married by Malkus. Because you rebelled against the king. So you're rebelling against the king, your default of an Azhara in the world of Yiddishkeit is parallel to what? To the Bnei Noyach's rebellion against their king in their area. So the Yesh Mefarshim of Taisis are saying, not just arbitrarily, just saying, oh, Malkus sometimes, and Azhara sometimes lead to Misa. No, it's very Meduyik. It's the idea of the general answer, the general default response, which is a Marib and Malchus type response, which is what we're suggesting by Malkus, is the exact same default response what's going to exist when it comes to Bnei Noach and it's Tachas Misa when it comes to Bnei Noach. It's that idea of an Avera that represents the Marib and Malchus and needs a consequence. A general consequence, like the Ramban says, that you don't count independently to represent that response of the king, that's our response with Malkus, and that's the Goyim's response with Sayef, which is Tachas Misa Omens. Yeah.
It's very that the same, the Iyavid Mahane that we have, that the only difference between Chi of Malkus, Fakul Shabbos, and Chi of Misa, it is, you didn't amaze it.
What do you mean?
That's why the person. That's why there's an egg. That's why it's Mahani. That's why there's some gam that was created because it was made if they ate them after Azhar.
If it was made if they ate them, so you got skila.
That's Misa. If
right?
If it's not, it's Malkus.
No, you can't get Malkus without eating. You can't get Malkus without eating the Azhar. So there's more rise to this yisod of the Misa Malkus, but we're out of time. So we'll dive Marv.